Hi everyone, this is your daddy talking again from Vietnam. It's now Sunday night. Let me look at my watch and I'll tell you what day it is. It's the 17th of November. And, it's about, it's 11:37 right now in the evening. It's a beautiful night and the stars are out. And I just got your tape. I got it about 4 hours ago, the last one you made, and I sure enjoyed hearing all your voices. I can't tell you how much I enjoy listening to all you talking and the singing. And Gary, I really enjoyed your playing the piano. I'm so glad you finally got it, and I hope you take lessons and study real hard so that when I get home, you can play real well. You play so good already that I know that after a few lessons, you'll learn it real quick. And Jeffrey, maybe you could learn a little bit too. What you ought to do is practice playing and let Gary show you what he does. And if you learn how to do it a little bit, then maybe when I get home, you'll be able to take lessons too. Jeffrey, I sure enjoy hearing you sing songs to me and telling me all the stories you tell me. And I miss both of you boys very, very much. And we're sure going to have a lot of fun when we get together in Hawaii. Of course, it's a long way off now. It's about, 8 months. I guess it's maybe just 7 months. And then we'll be all together, and we're going to have a great time. We can go watch the surfing, and we can take rides around the island, and maybe even go on an airplane ride to one of the other islands. I think that would be a lot of fun, don't you? Ruthie, I'm so glad that Ron stopped by. He really is a great guy. He's a little difficult to get to know, but once you get to know him, he's really a great guy and a good friend. I'm sort of sorry that he started you back off on this Hawaii for leave kick. I'm sure if you asked him which place he would rather go anywhere in the world for leave, he would tell you Hong Kong. You know, you're talking to a guy who's been in almost every city in the Far East, that time when he went around the world in 10 days. And even he'll admit that Hong Kong is a fantastic place. I'll tell you, the problem with Hawaii for leave is, first of all, it's very difficult to get. A lot of fellas have told me you cannot go there on leave, but apparently another fella told me that recently they changed the rule that you can go. I don't know if they changed it so you can go or you can't go. But even if I do get leave, there are many, many problems associated with it. First of all, I can't get a confirmed flight to go to Hawaii. You know, from here, it's about, I think it's 14 hours or something in the air. And I lose a day by traveling across the dateline. And then I'd have to go to the airport and wait around for a standby flight. Well, most of the flights to Hawaii are full all the time. So sometimes you have to wait 2 or 3 days just to get a flight out. Well, if I do that, then that cuts down the time that I can spend in Hawaii. See, when you take R&R, they guarantee you 5 nights in your place you're going to do your R&R. When you take leave, you can take 7 days of leave. Now, most of the guys are able to, when they take leave, get out of here a day early. But very frequently, you get hung up at Tansanute just waiting for a flight. And it's a very uncertain thing. The alternative is, and this is what most people wind up doing, is buying a ticket from here to Hawaii. Oh my God, you talk about saving money. That would cost me, round trip more than it would cost you to go to Hong Kong. It's very, very expensive. And it'd be a tremendously long flight for me. And I really don't think I would enjoy it. The other thing to consider is, my God, you've already been to Hawaii 3 times. I've been there once. We're planning to go there once with the kids. And who knows if we'll ever be to Hong Kong again. First of all, the Red China may take back Hong Kong one of these days, and we'll never get to visit it. I think it's a very unique opportunity to be able to see a different part of the world, and believe me, it's very, very interesting. Even the little bit of Vietnam that we get to see from meeting the hooch maids, from listening to the way they talk, and just watching them the way they squat down all the time when they're resting, and the way they eat their food. It's very, very fascinating, very interesting. And I just know a trip to Hong Kong would be the greatest experience you've ever had in your entire life. You know, what we're talking about is the same thing as your trip to Georgia. You were dreading that so much. And when it was finally over, when you were there, you loved it. Well, I know that you love this trip. Now, Pat, I'm sure, Pat said that Cleo would meet you anywhere so that you could both go together. And I think there's no reason in the world why you two girls shouldn't fly together. Her companionship should be enough to make the trip that much shorter. You do get to sleep quite a lot on the airplane, although you're flying a lot in the daylight hours. You lose so much time in flying in this direction that it's daylight. But if you take some phenobarb, and I think it ought to help you get through the trip. Probably what you'll want to do, I know Cleo doesn't want to spend several days going there, so. But it is always a good idea for you girls to get there at least 24 hours before we plan to, just so that you can rest, and so you're just not worn out and want to spend 2 days resting up when we get there. You can rest the day before we get there, so you're all ready for us. Anyway, you can fly straight through to Hong Kong right from L.A., or maybe you could fly up to Seattle. I don't know which is the fastest way for her. I don't think it'll be too far out of the way to fly from Minneapolis down to Los Angeles, and then to fly out of Los Angeles. She might be even willing to spend a night in L.A., although it might be just as simple to leave right from there, so you don't have to make a trip to the airport to pick her up, and then a trip later, you know, the next day to leave. I really think that... Well, in my mind, that there's practically no question where I'd like to go for leave, and that's Hong Kong. Hawaii, just for leave, just doesn't interest me. So many guys have gone to Hong Kong and told me what a fantastic place it was. The two fellows that just got back, who had met their wives, and their wives came together, said that their wives were a little weary from the long trip, but that it was well worth the trip. I mean, the distance and the money involved. First of all, in the clothes that you would buy, I mean, fantastic clothes, you know, wool suits or knit suits, stuff that I know you'd buy, you'd save so much money that just by that alone, the trip would be worthwhile. And as I said, the sights are just fantastic, and the people, and I just would hate to be over here and miss the opportunity of seeing one of these far eastern cities. It would just make my whole year here just an absolute waste. First of all, I'm not getting to see any of Vietnam. I'm over here 10,000 miles from home and not getting to see any part of the country. So it would be very much of a disappointment for me not to be able to go to either Hong Kong or Japan. Now, I saw an advertisement in the paper today, and I heard that, by way of mouth, that there is a pathologist that works at the, I think it's the 9th Med Lab in Saigon, whose wife is planning a trip the 10th of March from El Paso, Texas to Tokyo. And what she's done is chartered a plane, if she can get the required something like 125 passengers, at a much reduced rate, that would go from El Paso direct to Tokyo. Now, I don't know whether that would be worthwhile for you, whether the plane would stop in L.A., or whether you'd have to fly to El Paso. Certainly, if you had to fly to El Paso just to save a couple hundred dollars, it wouldn't be worthwhile. And second of all, I'd sure rather go to Hong Kong than to Tokyo. But if there are 120 women all going to meet their husbands on R&R, all going together on the same plane, that might be something to consider. And if you really felt strongly about not going to Hong Kong and going on that flight, I might consider it. Of course, I really feel strongly about Hong Kong. You know, the way things looking right now, I'm almost 100% sure of sometime during my year getting to go to Japan. When we go, I'll go for at least a couple of days and at least be able to see the city of Tokyo and maybe go to Nikko, which most of the guys do just for, it's about a 4-hour drive, and then you spend about 4 hours there and then come home in the evening. I think I can understand your feeling about the long flight and how terrible it is, because I know the flight here was just horrible. Of course, the flight here is a couple hours longer, and we were herded around quite a lot and did quite a lot of just sitting around in an airplane waiting for refueling and passenger loading and checking to make sure everybody was on, stuff like that. So our flight is, of course, much longer than yours. But it is, it's a very tiring flight, but I certainly think that it's worthwhile. It's a little sacrifice to make for a tremendous amount of enjoyment. The other thing to consider is, of course, that I'm planning to buy what would cost me in L.A. $1,000 worth of camera equipment at half price, plus $1,000 worth of hi-fi equipment at half price. And, you know, we do need the hi-fi components. And, I mean, this is something that we're going to, as soon as I get back, I'm going to go out and buy a stereo and a tape deck, because they're just so fantastic to have. And when you figure, I'm saving $500 on that. And the other thing I need is another camera. I'd like to get a Nikon camera, as Bob Watanabe suggested, with those lenses. And if I buy that in the States, I'll lose $500. So if you figure the $1,000 that I save by going to Hong Kong and buying just those few things that I need, my God, that more than pays for the round-trip ticket there. So I'm so positive that that's where I want to go, that I hope you agree and can see my way of it, and don't get depressed about the trip, because you would just think about the positive sides, about the fantastic time we're going to have, how wonderful it is going to be together, and you know, all the great things you're going to buy. Well, enough said about that. Today I listened to all of the tapes I've gotten so far, and you know, I really have to apologize for complaining a little bit about the taping of the TV programs. You know, the thing is, when I go to get the mail, we have to go and pick up the mail every day, I get so excited about seeing a tape, when I do see a tape, and I so look forward to hearing your voice and just hearing you talk and sit down as if I was sitting there and just talk about things. And at that time, I was so anxious to hear a full tape of you talking that I was a little disappointed. And I think you can understand why I should be. I listened again to that tape where you were upset that I was upset and that you'd gone through all the trouble, and I sure appreciate it. But the thing I wanted to tell you was I really enjoyed listening to those programs today. I sat out here all afternoon and just played Shirley Bassey and Tiny Tim and the Beatles and all those other recordings, and they sounded fantastic. And the difference is that when I was listening to them this time, I knew what they were, and I was listening to the music just for the pleasure of the music, because I was sitting out here and I had nothing to do, and it was a nice sunny day, and I just wanted to listen to some music. And since I don't have a portable radio, the next best thing was to play a little Shirley Bassey, and it was fantastic. So I want to ask you, when you hear another TV program, to go ahead and tape it. But please, if you do send me a tape, just tape one side. The other side, just talk. You know, one of the first, well, I guess it was the second tape you sent me, you talked for almost a whole half hour on the tape, and it was really nice. I I really enjoy listening to the kids, but I want to hear you too. One of the fellows here tells me that he sends his wife 2 reels every night, and she sends him about the same, 2 full reels of talking. I can hardly feel 1 reel, mainly because I just run out of things to say, and it's so hard to keep up a one-sided conversation. But I sure enjoy hearing your voice, and you can talk about anything. You can talk about the weather, what you saw on TV that night, or where you went during the day. Just anything you feel like. I think I'll turn the tape over right now. I'll just run off the rest of this wheel and talk some more on the other side.